In the name of the God whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is everlasting. Hajj and Umrah are two great worships that the Almighty has desired from the Muslim that they go through. And both these acts of worship are in actual fact geographically specific to a certain place called the holy city of Mecca, where the Hajis have to go and do their Hajj and Umrah. And what they do is in actual fact exercises which have symbolism, wherein there are religious symbols that they go through and experience. One of the significant symbols or shaira of Hajj is Ihram, which is in actual fact the very first thing that the Haji does. That is, when he embarks upon the journey from any country like Pakistan for Hajj or Umrah, normally they wear this Ihram as a part of the exercise of undertaking the journey. Even though to be in a state of Ihram, it is obligatory and necessary when you are crossing the boundary of Miqat, which are certain spots, places around Mecca, located at various different distances. But Ihram is in actual fact two pieces of cloth which a man wears. For the ladies, they are allowed to be fully clad, except for the fact that they have to show their faces, their hands, and their feet. In the case of ladies, that is an exception, that the feet may not necessarily be concealed. The idea is that because Hajj is a journey towards God Almighty, to meet Him spiritually, and to undertake a jihad against God's enemy and the enemy of humans, Satan. Therefore, the first thing that a Haji does is that he says goodbye to all the worldly facilities and wears a dress which is a dress of asceticism, a dress of a monk, a dress of a person who has said goodbye to this worldly life, at least temporarily. So that the spirit of Hajj begins when a Haji comes in the uniform, in the state of Ihram. When he wears the Ihram, then the journey of Hajj begins. And the Haji starts chanting the verses of Talbiyah, which is actually certain wordings that are there for the Haji to recite over and over again all throughout the journey of Hajj and Umrah until such time that it comes to its end, its culmination. The wordings of the Talbiyah are Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. O God, I am present. O God, I've come. La Sharika Laka. There is no one who is a partner of yours. Innal Hamda. Innal Ni'mata wal Hamda. Laka wal Mulk. All praise is for you. All blessings are yours that you have bestowed upon us. And all kingdom is yours. So that this is an expression which the Haji chants all throughout the journey of Hajj while he is there in the house of Allah. The idea is that God Almighty required people to go through the exercise of Hajj when Ibrahim alayhi salam, the great prophet, after he had rebuilt the holy Kaaba, he was asked by God Almighty to invite believers to come towards the house of Allah for doing Hajj. And when he gave this call for Hajj, the Azan, the Hajis, when they undertake this journey, it is as if they are responding to that call. So that Ibrahim alayhi salam asked believers to come to the house of Allah to please him, to undertake this jihad against Satan. And when the Haji undertakes the journey, he is as if saying that, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Oh God, you asked me to come over. I have come. I am now present right before you. So that is the beginning of the great worship of Hajj. Then after we go through the journey, we enter the house of Allah, the Baytullah, which is the ultimate place, which is the ultimate Shaira symbol. It's the house of Allah, not in the sense that God Almighty resides therein. It's the house of Allah in the sense that it is a house which was built for ensuring that we remember Allah. So it's a house for the remembrance of Allah. And indeed, the house of Allah is a place where you are able to properly, effectively remember God Almighty. This Shaira is what we all Muslims look forward to confronting, to experiencing. Indeed, it's the place where when you go, you get a feeling that you are actually right in front of God Almighty. His mercy is what you experience, and you feel inclined to pray to Him, to seek His help, to express yourself before Him. And it is therefore a Shaira, which in actual fact is representing God, although of course not in the physical sense, but in the spiritual sense. Then we have right next to the house, in one of the corners, Hajar-e Aswad, the black stone, which is another symbol, which is in actual fact the right hand of Allah, Yaminullah, which when we touch, when we kiss, or when we signal towards it, we are actually symbolically giving our oath of allegiance to God Almighty, telling Him that we have come to confirm that we will remain loyal to You, that we have now decided that from now on we will be Your true servants, and we want You to accept our allegiance, our bayah. May God Almighty enable all Muslims to do their Hajj and their Umrah effectively, and may He enable us to live this life as much as is left as good Muslims.